on female salmon spawning. She laid eggs so tender to the touch of a small child's fingertip would crush them, eggs the color of setting suns. The dark, fierce kite male passed over those suns, raining milt down on their chosen bed of pebbles. We were held, we three creatures, in the rhythm of lovemaking. I realized they weren't making love to one another. They were making love to the very land and the water. I knew as we communed that they would soon die, their clutch of eggs orphaned in a frigid gravel womb. What does it mean to truly love one's place upon the earth? There is fire in water. There is an invisible flame hidden in water that creates not heat, but life. When I at last rose from the water, thank the prayer wheels that rivers are. Thank these prayer-like creatures that still somehow traverse the great wheels and set out for my own little red, little streamside bed where he lived on Johnson Creek. So I'm just going to suggest that we try to find, you know, get David back here, or we could work with Kim Stafford, whoever, with the Crystal Springs Creek stewards, with the city, and come up with something truly specific to what's going on Crystal Springs Creek. And I just want to congratulate everybody for the incredible work they've done. It's amazingly inspiring, and it does keep us going.
Mike, I want to second your suggestion, so we'll take it up. And thank you for the exclamation mark on a beautiful presentation. Mayor, that concludes our presentation today.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. That was outstanding. Thank you, everybody. Thanks to the bureaus. Thank you to all of you who have been working so hard on Crystal Springs Creek. This is fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. 3 or 4 minute break?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Let's take a we'll take a quick recess. That was great, Nick. Nick, thank you.